Do you have a favorite Ebert review outside of, you know, his write-ups about your own work?
I don't even read any of the others. You know, I
okay.
only read the ones about
yeah.
me. Well, I mean, it's hard to single out a single review, but there's a couple that we feature in the film in some small way, which I think are sort of kind of typical and of his sort of quality as a writer, and by no means, you know, are unique examples. You know, he wrote thousands upon thousands of reviews. But, you know, some of his early reviews that I went back and read that we feature Bonnie and Clyde and reviews like Cries and Whispers. And I looked, you know, very closely at reviews of films like Nashville back when in the earlier stages of his career. And it's extraordinary what a mature writer he is at that young of age. He does not seem to be a writer in his 20s writing about film. And then when you come forward, you know, there are some famous reviews that he wrote, you know, the Brown Bunny review and all that. But the one that stands out to me it's really kind of a controversial review, and it's one we do feature in a small way in the film, is a review that he wrote about Blue Velvet, the David Lynch film. He had to have been the lone major critic who took issue with that film. Everyone hailed it as an instant masterpiece, and to this day I think it's perceived as such. But Roger had a moral problem with the way in which Isabella Rossellini was portrayed in that film and in certain scenes, and he sensed that the filmmaker had violated a kind of moral code that he felt strongly about, and he spoke very openly about it. And I thought that was such a great thing, because he really was going strongly against the tide of the way in which that film was perceived, and I don't think that's an easy thing to do for a critic, especially a critic of his stature.